We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana, it's the NBA with the Indiana Pacers playing host to your Miami Heat.
Here comes Butler. Warren spinning him around, and Butler not happy with that. Had to be restrained by Leroy Richardson. Jimmy, do not take yourself out of that New York weekend.
I think it's tough for him because I can guard him and he can't guard me. Like, at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to.
And Jimmy Butler with all the smiles because the Heat have a 23-point lead, and that's on Butler.
Now Butler commits an obvious, foolish, immature, imbecilic offensive foul, and now Warren behaves like a teenager.
And Warren has been thrown out of the ballgame because he was clapping at Jimmy Butler.
And he did. He blew him a kiss. He totally blew him a kiss. No disagreement there.
I think you just got to watch your mouth in certain situations. There's some that you just don't say as a man.
Oh, don't read lips, Heat Nation. Do not read lips.
He got to see me the next time because I feel like what he said was truly disrespectful. And it's all good because we see him again.
Jimmy really facilitates this kind of attitude and it permeates throughout the team, and guys are enjoying each other's success.
Oh, my.
What's going to happen?
I don't know if you saw that on TV or not, but T.J. Warren, that is a no-no, my friend.
He's not even in my league, like nowhere near me. And if I was their coach, I would never put him on me ever again. He's like, no. Put somebody else on me, because I'm a tad every time we play.
And he did. He blew him a kiss. He totally blew him a kiss. No disagreement there.
I ain't scared of nobody. So, you know, he's talking about, oh, we're going to fight this, that. It is what it is to me.
Oh, my.
He can't do nothing with me. He can't do nothing. Like, when I say that he's trash, like, I mean that.
And he did. He blew him a kiss. He totally blew him a kiss. No disagreement there.
Now, all I needed was that drum that you used in the other montage, Solana. What was the other? Tua Tagovailoa. Boom, boom.
Love Jimmy.
Jimmy Butler, we are not worthy. We are not worthy.
Oh, Miami is.
But we are not worthy because we didn't know this quickly he would become everything you want out of a Miami Heat superstar. What is that?
What did he say?
What is that?
A vulture?
A vulture? No. Goal scored.
What did he say?
I don't. We're just going to do this all afternoon.
We were excited.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand what's happening here. The levels sound way off to me, too. The montage you played to me sounded way louder than Trick Daddy. Like, are the levels right on this radio station?
Nothing works.
But are the levels right? In other words, if you're seeing it and you're hearing the same thing I am, can't you manipulate them so that everything is equal?
A lot of moving parts back here.
There's really not. I've run a board before. There's
goal
not.
Chair.
Goal scored.
Oh, a texter figured it out.
I know it's culture. I'm just annoyed. I'm like, because he won't give me the answer, and so now I'm just being annoying back, and I know it's killing him every time I say goal scored, but that doesn't sound like culture, bro.
And is that culture?
It's
Jimmy.
That's, well, but I think that's what we always believe Heat culture is. I'm telling you, you want to talk about the mantle going from D-Wade to Jimmy Butler, there's a mantle being taken from Udonis Haslem to Jimmy Butler.
Oh, yeah.
That was that. Remember Udonis leaning in? Was it Lance Stevenson?
Lance Stevenson.
Yeah, like, I mean, that That was that.
But the culture conversation, I've heard it all day about this is Miami Heat culture. It's not. This is somebody willing to whoop another grown man's ass.
That's culture, though.
It's not culture. You say Dwayne Wade is the number one. Dwayne Wade would not slap the hell out of nobody.
But I think culture, I think this is the Heat culture only in the aspect of the Miami Heat, the management, the front office, from Riley on down, they will stand behind. Remember Riley's press release to Danny Ainge several years ago?
Yes.
Mind your own effing business. That was the entirety of the press release. He likes this. This is not embraced, I don't think, by every organization, every owner, by every general manager and president. So that's where I think the culture is. I do think that there's culture, which is, by the way, don't just go out there and be a crazy badass.
No.
Play hard. Show up, 3 a.m. during the offseason for workouts and hold your teammates accountable. Jimmy Butler has been everything that this organization has.
But if Deion did it, we're not praising this.
Because he doesn't give you to the team what Jimmy Butler does.
That's what I was going to say. His on the court, him being an all-star.
But that to me is the Heat culture.
Yes, and now turning to T.J. Warren and saying, bro, you got to see me.
Yep.
You disrespected me. This started, I had to look it up, this started in the streets of Houston, Texas when Jimmy was a baby. This is what, this persona, this is inside of you.
Well, this is why he had trouble in Minnesota, right? Because, again, they don't have that culture, but unless you allow Jimmy Butler to be that dude, he's always going to butt heads with someone within the organization.
Yeah.
It happened in Chicago, right? So he was there. D-Wade came there, and that's fine. But then Rondo was there. And then Rondo, it wasn't working because Rondo was not going to defer to everything about Jimmy, right? About everything to Jimmy. And same thing in Philadelphia, right? I mean, there was Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons. Like, there was, Jimmy was going to be a piece to something they had already started building.
Mm-hmm.
And here, he can really be that dude that you just talked about that's been waiting for everyone to allow him to be that dude on the court, not just on the streets in Houston.
And we have Crotty coming up. I'm going to ask him. I don't think he was reprimanded at all.
I wouldn't imagine that he would be.
Oh, he was cussing? Oh, you can read his mouth? Okay, yeah. Our president sent a profanity-laced tirade to another GM in the NBA.
Through official communications.
Like, bro, don't come at me with that foolishness.
That's what it is.
You going to try me? Me and you have to fight. That's
the
why
thing,
I love Jimmy.
But the thing that, again, I think the Heat front office and fans appreciate is it's not some crazy dude riding the bench that's going to come out and be a goon. It's a dude that's the bona fide superstar that backs up his talk and his walk on the court as well.
Yes.
Now, I will tell you this. I got the code word coming up here in less than 60 seconds. I will tell you this. At the end of yesterday's show, if you were listening, I started the last segment of the day with, I want to bet the Heat, talk me out of it. And you could not talk me out of it.
No.
And Dan Day couldn't talk me out of it. And Solana couldn't talk me out of it. And it ended up being Heat plus one last night. I think when Sabonis was announced that he was going to play, I think it swung to Heat plus one. And we did not bet it last night.
Why don't you listen?
We did not bet it last night.
Man.
What happened?
I asked you. What happened?
Jimmy Butler.
Did your phone die?
Well, no. I'll tell you what happened. You want to know what really happened last night with the Heat? So, I get out of here. It was pick 'em. Remember when we did that final segment yesterday, the line was pick 'em. I get into my car. 5 minutes after I get into my car, it's Heat -1.5. I go, okay. Obviously, everyone's playing for the Heat. Justice Winslow's going to be there. So now it's Heat -1.5. I go, I don't want to lay 1.5 when it was pick 'em 5 minutes ago. Now I'm driving. Stop at a red light. I look at the line. It's Heat +1. So it swung from Heat -1.5 to Heat +1 in a span of 15 minutes driving. And I don't know why. And then I got scared. I was like, okay, well, someone is not going to play for the Heat. Or, like, something Victor Oladipo magically is back. Yeah. Like, and then I didn't get home till after 7, so I couldn't even, like, I was in my car, so I couldn't even put it in, and then they just did what they do. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Well, is it? We're halfway through the season. It can't still be unbelievable.
I guess it's not. I mean, but, like, it's crazy that they're this good. It's crazy that they're this good. All right, let me do the code word here before we move on.
That damn defense is special.
Let me find out here. Time for 790 the ticket. Super $1,000 cash giveaway. $1,000 for you. Here's how you could win. Text the word GROW, G-R-O-W. Text that right now to 72881. 72881. If you text the word GROW right now to 72881, you might win $1,000. And then your next chance to win will be the top of the next hour. It'll be 3:05 inside the Hockman and Crowder simulcast. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. This is a national contest. Text the word GROW to 72881. Today is a loaded potato, by the way. John Crotty, you mentioned, is coming up. I'm imagining he's in Brooklyn right now because they've got Brooklyn tomorrow night. Mark Richt, former head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, recruited Crowder way back in the day.
My man.
We haven't spoken to him since his heart attack either, so we'll obviously ask him how he's feeling.
Do we have to be nicer?
Well, why? Well, I mean,
they almost passed.
You want to be mean?
No, just do you talk a little nicer?
I don't. You do whatever you want to do. Whatever you feel comfortable doing.
Somebody goes
you do.
Through a life-threatening issue. You feel a little charm offensive.
I've always liked him, so I don't need to put on airs with Mark Richt. I wasn't gonna hammer him in the first place. I don't think I've hammered him anytime he's come on. So
you know they call me Baby Jim Gray.
Listen, you do what you gotta do. Okay. You figure out. Take a text poll and see if you should be nicer, whatever that means. Were you gonna be mean to him?
Yeah. I got some tough questions here.
What are the tough questions for Mark Richt?
Quarterback height issues. Is there really a problem with a 6 foot under quarterback?
Oh, I didn't realize you were going to go that hard.
Yeah.
You got that Jimmy Butler streak in you.
What player did you advise to come back to school and he ended up leaving and had success in the NFL? You know, I'm going to put the pressure on him today.
All right. I did not know. All right. Well, take it easy. Remember, he just had a heart attack.
I'm not messing with you today.
Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. He's going to join us today. Doug Plagans will join us from the BB&T Center. Panthers have the Canucks tonight.
Am I invited to the interview?
You could do like one Panthers question, and then you'll let the men talk about food.
I just know y'all have a little special
relationship. The way how we do it. Yeah. It's the way how we do it. And yeah, like you let us talk about the food. I want to ask him if he knows about apparently what we learned a couple days ago, that at McDonald's, if you order anything, you can get 2 packets of sauce, and then they charge you. Right? Oh, isn't that what you said? You can have 2 packets of ketchup in the drive-thru, but if you want a third one, it's a quarter.
No, it wasn't ketchup. It was specialty sauces.
Okay.
Barbecue,
I thought you said ketchup
sweet and sour.
As well.
No, but I amended that. It was barbecue, sweet and sour, tartar sauce.
But
know
you
now.
you said 2 packets per car.
Correct.
Right. And I said, so if you order 15... 10-piece McNuggets, you get 150 McNuggets. Your contention is you still only get 2 sauces.
Yes.
Doug Plagans will answer this.
I want him to.
This and more pressing issues. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Barry Jackson reports Alonzo Highsmith told him the door is closed to take a job with UM.
Yes, Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald. The exact tweet was, Alonzo Highsmith told me this morning that the door is now closed about him taking a job at UM. Won't happen, he said. So, Canes fans, move on. Let's move on. It's Manny Diaz's team. You know, unless you have to have a CEO of football, let's make a list. We'll go Bernie Kosar. Who else? Gino Toretta. It's got to be a Kane.
Okay.
It's a Kane thing you wouldn't understand.
I know I wouldn't understand.
Yeah, no, you couldn't understand.
I didn't understand that Louisiana Tech game either.
Right. No, you wouldn't understand.
FAU, Duke.
I'm just saying you wouldn't understand. You're not a Kane. You wouldn't understand.
I don't want to understand.
Okay. Because you couldn't.
Huh? FAU?
I'm just saying you could. It was FIU. But you couldn't understand. Even if you wanted to, which you can't.
Yes.
It's a Canes thing, and you don't understand.
Y'all don't want the best person for the job. You just want a Cane that understands?
Here's the problem. I can't have the conversation with you because you don't understand. You see, you're asking me questions that are asinine,
but
you don't understand. I'm wasting my time.
This is half of y'all's problem, that y'all feel like this Cane thing is not understood.
Jeez, who does he sound like, folks? Oh, someone that doesn't understand.
Someone won a national championship less than 25 years ago.
Oh, how many rings total?
Y'all like to go there,
I'm just curious.
Well, you want to go there?
You made some weird.
You want to go there?
You made some weird 25 years ago demarcation
line. Well, our last one was 08. When was y'all's last one?
But let's do totals.
Okay.
Let's
do totals. You know Yale has 12?
Let's do totals.
You know Yale has 12.
Oh, you went to Yale?
So is Yale a better university?
Because we know you didn't go to Yale.
Is Yale a better football program than UM? Because they have more national championships, but it was in the 40s.
Right. No, yeah. They have a more historic football program.
Get out of here.
Just as Miami has a more historic football program than Florida.
You know what? I don't understand.
You're telling me that the Miami Hurricanes
in 2020
does not have a historically historically better football program than the University of Florida.
And Yale has a more historic than everybody.
And I agree.
Okay, so Yale is football, young grotto, whatever that damn
most
word is.
Most historic football program in collegiate football. But I'm asking specifically,
come on, man,
do the Miami Hurricanes have a historically better football program than the Florida Gators?
No.
They do not.
No.
Interesting. Now, how many national titles does Florida have?
Three.
Mm-hmm. And how many does Miami have?
Five.
Six.
Six?
The Ohio State game.
Five.
Well, six. So we doubled.
I don't understand that either. If you lose a game, it's still a win?
They didn't lose that game.
I really don't understand.
Game was over. We were celebrating it. That game wasn't a
Who
loss.
Who had more points at the end of the game?
Well, at the end of the game, Miami did. When they started to play a fifth quarter? Is that what you're talking about? So you're saying that Florida has a historically better football program than Miami?
Florida will catch Miami before they get another one.
Oh, but you got to catch the leader, right?
I'll catch the kid.
I'm just saying, you got to catch the leader.
Is Terry Bradshaw a better quarterback than all the other quarterbacks that don't have four championships? Is Terry Bradshaw a historically better quarterback than Drew Brees?
Yes.
Because he has four championships.
Four championships.
He's a better quarterback than Drew Brees.
Historically.
Okay, I got you.
So
doesn't make any sense.
So Miami is a historically.
Joe Montana.
Miami's a historically.
Terry Bradshaw is better than Joe Montana.
Not what I said.
Terry Bradshaw is better than Dan Marino.
Not what I said.
You have to because he has four championships.
He's historically a better quarterback. Right?
I don't understand.
Well, how do you measure history?
This is the Canes thing.
How do you measure history?
Come on, man.
How could you say Florida is a historically better football program than Miami?
How?
Yes.
Because in 20 years, y'all haven't done anything.
But that doesn't mean anything. I'm talking about
you
history.
You want to go back to the 40s.
I want to talk about.
So let's praise Yale.
I did.
That's what we need to talk about. Let's go back to 32.
And I'm giving them their props.
I'm going to go find the most historic football programs in Kane's minds.
I think it's Yale. But I'm talking specifically Miami and Florida here. Now, will you agree that Miami has a historically better football program than Florida?
How far are we going back?
Historically.
Yes, they do.
All right.
I got you.
Get my first dove of the day. There's more to come. We're only 14 minutes in. What else you got, Solana?
The Heat beat the Pacers 122-108. They're now 27-10. They're now second in the Eastern Conference. They have the third overall best record in the NBA. And Jimmy Butler is TJ Warren's daddy.
He told him to sat his ass down He did. Somebody texts in, who has a higher football IQ? That's got to be Kevin Durant.
It's LeBron.
Is there anything else, Solana?
The Panthers host Vancouver tonight, 7 p.m. from the BB&T Center. They're currently fourth in the Atlantic Division. They trail Toronto.
Come on, Panthers. And I think tonight is $5 beer night, by the way.
I love that.
Well, Nacho Tot Tuesday on Tuesdays for me, $5 beer night for you on Thursdays.
I get over there.
Over to weather now.
Somebody texts in, cue the Panther roar, the FIU Panther roar.
There we go.
You missed out. You were a day early on that, Solana. All right, what else you got?
Let's get to our Exergen 5-day forecast from 790 The Ticket. As we look ahead into the week, expect showery weather.
Showery?
Showery weather. Mm-mm. Straight from the weather app, so don't tell me that's not a word. Showery weather tomorrow morning through Saturday afternoon. That's your Exergen 5-day forecast on 790 The Ticket.
Somebody says, I take it there was no setup for the first part of the show. Look out, here comes half man, half bat. No.
It's in his back pocket.
I have all kinds of things to talk about today, but I'm not going to allow him to disparage University of Miami football program by creating fake goalposts wherever he decides. You know, he's got, oh, I'm going to plant my goalpost at 20 years. I'm going to ignore everything before that, and I'm going to ignore everything after. Here's where my goalpost is. That will not be done on my show. Sorry.
Well, we could talk about irrelevant times.
But I don't want to relitigate it, though, because I already got the dub. Why would I go back and I've already got the dub? You know what this is? This is the Miami-Ohio State game. I'm not giving this another chance to call another flag.
Penn, Yale, and Princeton ran the 1800s.
You're not kidding. You are
My
correct.
Goodness.
You are correct.
Ooh, Penn. Harvard got one in 1910.
But you're correct.
Come on, man.
What?
Relevant football in 2020.
That's not what we were talking about, though.
UM is irrelevant.
But we were talking about historic football. You can't bring the word relevant into a historic conversation. Of course it doesn't make any sense.
Yes. So I was talking relevant. You were talking a story.
All right. Well, Miami happens to still be more relevant than Florida, but it's a whole
Right now. When we're in the top 10 back-to-back years, and y'all are not even a football program.
That's right. You know why?
You say Alonzo Highsmith is going to change things. Being a czar of football operations,
yeah.
You just fired your OC.
Mm.
Your DC is unknown.
Brought in the best OC in the country.
Yeah, SMU probably found him.
I mean, I'm just telling you. Wouldn't you say that Miami's more relevant right now than Florida, Solana? FIU Panthers, huh?
So one of Batman's parents is actually a bat?
Well, he could be half man, half bat
parent. No. I was joking.
No, but Spider-Man. Spider-Man's half spider, half man. And now his parents aren't even alive.
I mean, they
were when he was born. They'd have had to be.
Auntie, what are they? May?
Auntie May.
Yeah, she took over.
Auntie Anne. Owns the pretzels.
She makes pretzels.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people don't know. What happened here,
Why'd they have that little ass apartment?
I don't want to hear the culture sound because no one can hear it. Unless, do you hear, can we switch headphones for a second?
You have nice headphones.
Switch headphones for a second.
Let's go.
Now play it. Yeah. Oh, it might be my headphones.
No, your headphones are too nice.
Oh, really? I thought they were a little muddier.
No, man, because they're the noise canceling and all, you hear everything.
Your ears are sweaty. You're nervous about this Miami thing, huh?
No.
Ooh, he's sweating.
I keep my house at 65.
He's sweating.
It's a little warm in here.
All right. We have John Crotty coming up next, by the way. John Crotty, I believe, is in Brooklyn because he'd have Brooklyn tomorrow. So he was in Indiana last night. I am going to celebrate Jimmy Butler all afternoon long. Mark Richt, he is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. Professional sports gambler, Rob Pizzola in the 5 o'clock hour. Doug Plagans from the BB&T Center in the 4 o'clock hour.
For over 41 years, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida. Residential, commercial, it does not matter. Big, small, J&K got your back, and they figured this out, and it is genius. There are two things that customers want, quality and service, and that's what they give you. High-quality roofing material and extremely skilled workers that are safe, experienced, professional, and respectful, and J&K doesn't spring up hidden charges on you. They're not going to be in business for over 40 years by doing that. They give you a price, and they stick with it. And here in South Florida, the roofing company, they got to know what they're doing now with all the storms, all the weather change, all the humidity. J&K, they specialize in roof restoration and waterproofing. Get your roof working in the perfect order, and they'll get rid of that mold and moss that can cause future damage and waterproofing. A branch falls and hits your roof in one of these tropical storms. Some of those terrible companies out there tell you, oh, you need a new roof. J&K will come waterproof that area. They'll protect your palace, and they'll get your roof right without trying to gut your pockets. J&K is amazing. Residential and commercial. They have shingle, gravel, tile roofs. They have them all. But for the commercial customers, they want to meet with you in advance, and I love this. They're a 40-plus year business. They want to meet with you in advance, and they're going to try to figure out a time where they can fix, replace, restore your roof without disrupting your business. They understand you got to keep making that money, so they're going to meet with you and find a time where they can get you right and let your business keep running. That is the best roofing company in the world. It's J&K Roofing. Call Donnie or Julio at 954-961-ROOF. That's 954-961-7663 for J&K Roofing.
Somebody texts in, you know why Crowder doesn't understand that the U has 6 championships? He doesn't understand. I agree with that. He just can't understand. It's a Kane thing. You wouldn't understand. All right, John Crotty is next for 15 minutes of heat.
You want to see Loco?
We can argue all day on this radio program who's got the historically better football program, Miami or Florida. We can all agree that UVA is not in the conversation. That's a, as an aside,
because John Crotty's
coming on. We're gonna do 15 minutes of heat here. 15 minutes of heat brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. On the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, where you could shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, is John Crotty, longtime NBA point guard, now the television analyst for the Miami Heat on Fox Sports Sun. He is a proud graduate of UVA, whose football team lost to your football team, the Florida Gators, at the Orange Bowl this year.
But they covered.
They did cover. It was closer than I thought it was going to be.
A lot closer than I thought it would be.
But the dub is the dub, and here is John Crotty. Hello. Hello, Crotty.
Hey, guys. How are you, man? Good to hear your voices. And, yeah, you're right. I was a little concerned. The Gators were, what, 3 or 4 plays away from, you know, maybe being in the college football playoff this year. And I thought UVA accounted themselves well. It was a very competitive Orange Bowl game. We had a great time with both sets of fans. There were a lot of Gators in that stadium, and they represent like always. So that was great. What a great overall week it was. It was a lot of fun.
But at the end, Florida was Jimmy Butler and your team was T.J. Warren.
I don't know about that, man. Come on. You can't say they shrank. I mean, come on. They competed.
No, they didn't. They didn't. I'm teasing.
I mean, look, you know, they competed, right? I mean, you're not always going to win. You got to battle to the end, and they certainly did.
You're a John Crotty's a hard-nosed basketball player. Yeah. I'm imagining you liked what transpired between Jimmy Butler and T.J. Warren last night. I'm imagining you enjoy the talking and the histrionics and even I love the social media when the game was over from Jimmy Butler. Are you into that? You like that?
Of course you love the social media, Hawk. Of course you did. No, I mean, look, it was I went in the locker room afterward and Jimmy's a very competitive guy, and to me he is a throwback that way. I love that. He's edgy, he plays hard. He spun around when he got held, and he certainly got fouled and held, but he spun around like ready to square off and go, and I think it kind of caught Warren off guard. The team as a whole was challenged before the game by Coach Spo, really telling them, hey, look, you guys are mediocre to really poor on the road with what you're doing, and I challenge you to go out. That was a building in Indiana that, you know, the team had historically lost over and over and over again to the Pacers. And I'll tell you, that team, our team, played with an edge last night, and they just looked much more physical, played with more energy, moved the basketball, and Jimmy's response kind of, to me, was a direct impact of that challenge from Coach Spo, and then the whole thing kind of spiraled. I love, like, to me, there's too much hugging and kissing before and after games now between players. It's kind of ridiculous. I mean, I remember the days when guys, typically wouldn't talk to each other after games, would walk right off, or would get into it and really didn't care for each other, because to me, you play with more of an edge when that's going on. And I like that. I feel like that's true competition. So I did like that component, but I liked how he did it where he you can't lose control, right? You got to stay on the floor. And he did that. I mean, Warren, to me, bubbled over, lost his composure. And, with that taunting type move, gets tossed, Jimmy stays in and the Heat run away with it. Because at the end of the day, whatever you do, you got to do it to help your team win the game. You can't be doing something you know, crazy where it self-destructs, and as a leader of the team, all of a sudden you're gone.
And, John, does the arguing with Warren on the court, does the post-game interview, does anything Jimmy did last night get him reprimanded by Pat or Spo?
It's a good question. I don't think so. I think they'll love – I think they love, honestly, how he's handled himself throughout. It's been really interesting. He, you know, everyone was talking about, you know, his past and different issues and problems he's had with teams or teammates. You know, he's been nothing but just a phenomenal teammate and leader. I think Spo loves what he gets from him. From that perspective, he leads by example. He puts the work in. He's competitive as hell every night. And he really, what he's done, which is really interesting to me, Channing, and I think you could really appreciate this being a former player. I mean, how many veterans did you play with that as a young guy, like, would single you out and, like, infuse you with confidence as a younger player by getting you the ball or setting, you know, maybe in your circumstance, I'm not sure how to apply it, but like, yeah. In basketball, he's getting Tyler Hero shots. He's getting, you know, Duncan Robinson open opportunities. He's, you know, really patting them on the back. He's getting them engaged. He's getting Bam, you know, looks. He's really like empowering everybody to be better than they are. And that's just rare. You don't have veterans that do that and stars that do that. Guys typically are looking out for themselves. They're trying to get their shots and their points to justify, you know, the next deal or the deal they have. And he's not doing that. I mean, he started off the game in the first quarter, like with four straight assists, he was passing up shots to get other guys involved. Then he turns it around and asserts himself because he can score when he wants. He scores. And then all of a sudden the team's rolling, right? Because different guys have made shots. They're feeling good. He's got Kendrick going. He got Duncan a couple open threes. Then he turns his offensive on. It's interesting. I mean, it's a rare situation. So I think everyone's pretty pleased with everything he's done. Obviously, they don't want him to do anything where, again, like I said, he goes too far and all of a sudden he's, you know, he gets in a fight and he's suspended and he misses games, things of that nature.
Oh, and to answer that question, John, it's crazy you say that, how good Jimmy is and how he helps his young players. If I had to answer that question about what players did that to me and just made me a better player, they were as a Hall of Famer in Jason Taylor and a potential Hall of Famer this year in Zach Thomas, a Sam Madison. They were the top players on the team that were good enough to get a young player, you know, going like that.
That's great. And you know, but to have older guys like that who are aware of, you know, what they can do to empower younger guys and get outside themselves as a mentor, I just, you know, that's pretty unique. I don't think that happens as much as people think it happens.
But Tyler Hero looked a little scared when the fight first started now. There was a meme of his face. Oh, they're about to fight? Oh, and then he saw Jimmy get in and he got a little ego going after that.
Yeah, the social media was funny. I saw that too, and how he was looked concerned, then he was smiling, right? Then they had what James Johnson, like, drinking a cup of coffee, you know, like ready to go and do his thing, and he could care less because he'll handle himself with one arm.
I mean, Tyler's my nephew's age. I just took my nephews to the airport today, and so yeah, I think about it. I go, like, imagine my nephew seeing, like, being right there where Jimmy Butler and T.J. Warren are squaring up. And you got to kind of be part of it because you're right there. Yeah,
gotta come in.
Tyler there. He was still a young kid.
No, you're right. I mean, you got to do one of those, you know, hockey moves or whatever, where you're like holding the other guy's jersey and just kind of hang on, right? And look
right.
Like you're part of the scrum. You know, I mean, God forbid you go the other way, you're never going to hear the end of it.
Yeah, you got to look like you're locked up. That's the key. John Crotty is with us. You'll see him on Fox Sports Sun tomorrow night with Heat and Brooklyn. What can screw this up, John? Like, this was as much fun as Heat fans have had. Like, last night was fun. The Portland game on Sunday night was fun. You know, they go into an opponent's building last night. Like you say, Spo challenged them. They just run the floor of that team. What can screw this up? Because everything seems to be working. I mean, they put up a clunker against Orlando like a week and a half ago. But it's
right.
Really remarkable to me what's going on with this Heat team. So what can screw it up?
Well, what can screw it up is always injuries, right? I mean, Jimmy rolls an ankle, or, you know, different key guys are out. But what's unique about this team is it's not just one guy. I mean, the team, I think, now is 3-2 without Jimmy. You know, there's enough of a system in place that Spo has you know, integrated, that is working, that, you know, different guys can step in and fill voids. I mean, there were 7 different guys in double figures last night. It's not like you have 2 guys scoring 20-plus points, one of those guys is out, and all of a sudden you've knocked a leg out and you're really struggling. You know, you've got a lot of different people that are capable. The way they're sharing the ball is very unique. I mean, they are really moving the ball. Everybody's involved, and therefore you're getting to see different guys' skill sets. So to me, you know, look, injuries always can slow you down. At times, if the team is not moving the ball, although the leaders, again, like Jimmy, like I mentioned, like a Bam, you know, they've been sharing the ball so much that, and Goran Dragic, they all share the ball so much that, you know, if you don't share the ball, you stick out. And that's why it's contagious, and it's a beautiful thing. But, you know, you bring someone in, you know, they make a deal, they bring someone in who's, you know, more of a selfish type player. You know, that could really change the chemistry and you know, the culture, if you will, of that team. But right now, I mean, look, every city we go in, guys, it's like, wow, you're the biggest surprise of the league. You know, what's happening? What's got you here? I mean, everyone's intrigued by this team and everyone's talking about them, and rightfully so. They're, you know, they've come in, they've surprised people with how hard they play. And how efficient they are in terms of moving the ball and sharing the ball and getting others involved.
And then I would say on the converse, how much better could it get? How much growth could we still see in Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo, right, and Myers Leonard? Like, how much better could this get?
No, that's a great point. I talk about that with, you know, our broadcasting guys all the time and some of the folks. I mean, like to me, Bam's still getting better. You know, it's remarkable. I mean, I think he will be an all-star this year, and he's still getting better. I mean, he's improved his, I talked about it last night in the broadcast, his 3-foot to like 9-foot range shots where he catches these, like, he catches the ball. That's a tough shot on the move with like a shot blocker between you and the rim. He's starting to make those at almost 50%, which is not an easy shot to make. That's a huge difference from where he was a year ago. He's going to get a little better stepping away from the basket, but he's doing so many other things well as a facilitator, a rebounder, and a defender. You know, Duncan Robinson, we're seeing him not only as a 3-point shooter, but he's become a better cutter. So now he's scoring cutting to the basket. So that's another dimension. You know, Derrick Jones Jr. I mean, he just, you know, he started 2 games ago against Portland, and he had his career high. You know, this is a guy who was looked at maybe as a one-trick pony, as an athlete who could dunk. You know, he's defending at a high level. At one point, he was guarding Damian Lillard, the star, you know, from Portland, and a guard, you know, and Derek's 6'6", 6'7".
Nope. I think we lost Crotty there. Literally dropped off. Well, that's all right. I think we covered enough there. That was an appropriate 15 minutes heat. You can call him or text him and say that was fine. That was at the end there. But I do think there's this weird thing, because we've talked about it, where you go, huh, what could go wrong? But conversely, there's more upside too.
Yeah.
Like, they could really be, by the end of the season, one of the elite teams, not just of the East, but of the NBA. And again, I'm saying everything would have to go right. You know what I mean? Bam has to become even better. And I think he's playing at an all-star level.
Yes.
And Tyler, who's, you know, gutsy and is not afraid to take a shot, he needs to become NBA level. You know, it's like, but there is upside. I think it's a really fascinating thing that we're watching with the Miami
Just
Heat.
All these guys. Derrick Jones Jr. Surprised by him.
It's crazy, right?
He's playing 30 minutes a game right now.
And he's one of those guys, I know you've been all over airplane mode since last year.
Oh, my goodness.
But
praised him.
That dude gets the ball in his hands, and you're like, oh, my God, what are we about to see?
He stands in the corner, and when someone drives and he takes off running, I get to the edge of my couch because I believe he's about to jump and touch his damn hand on the top of the backboard. It's amazing.
Speaking of my nephews who were in town, I took them to that Portland game. I don't think they jumped out of their seat more than when Derrick Jones Jr. was taking flight with the ball. It was crazy. Yeah, you were on that guy way early.
I was
way early.
That's
Solana.
Why I looked over there.
No, just go ahead. Just say it. Just say it.
I just did.
I told you so.
I just did.
Everything.
I just gave you props.
No, everything about this
Solana.
Team. Bam Adebayo being an all-star. Airplane mode being impactful
but
on this
airplane
team.
Mode.
Tyler Hero being rookie of the year candidate. I called all of this, and you guys bleeped all
he
over
did.
Me.
He did.
You're telling me airplane mode. His nickname is that because he jumps out the gym. We all love him. He's fly. You know, he's going to be. I don't know if he's been in a dunk contest, but there's reports he's going to be. You expect him to be a 30-minute a game guy, like a legit piece of this team? I knew he could jump, Solana. I didn't know he can do this.
Yes. I really do.
He did.
Really
like, did. He was right on everything. Now, I don't think it was because he had superior knowledge. I think it's just been, what do I call it? I was just saying this
dumb,
the other
dumb
day.
Mistake.
No, oh. It was a, what is a confluence of events that has led to Solana being correct on just about everything with the Heat. But now I have to root against them because I don't want you to be right, and I don't want to root against them. Anyway, there is your 15 minutes of Heat.
Y'all got to get out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. That's why the Heat are playing well. I think they go to Delaware.
They get that.
Boy, they get
got stone crabs, or is that still in season?
Stone crabs still rolling, season? Baby. Yes, during the cold months. The stone crabs are there, like Hawk said. I got to bring them in for y'all, man.
Please.
I'm sorry. They've given me two trays. I've taken them home.
No. Bring them here.
I'm sorry, bro. But you got to get to Delaware. Get it all. They have those stone crabs now. The best price, the freshest, everything. Everything you want in a stone crab, all the sizes, they have at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. But go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobsters. They have 15 different types of shrimp. All the crustaceans you can think of, and the clams and the oysters and the scallops. They have 20 different species of fish, all kind of different cuts. Some smoked, some filleted, some whole. They have alligator, venison, frog legs, and that's about 20-30% of what they have. Go to DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want, and you can call them in advance. The prices are amazing. They're going to save you money. They're going to save you time because you can call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. They have your order package ready when you get there. They're going to save you time. They're going to save you money. And right now at DelawareChicken.com, there's a $5 off coupon. So they're going to save you even more money. They're going to give you a great selection. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. I've been going there 15 years. Once I found out about them, the Crowder family eats 5 meals a day from there. We love 5 meals a day. We are some heavy, heavy crowd.
That's why
we?
You said you were going to start watching your weight this year.
5 meals a week from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, but it is delicious. You got to get down there to 441, one block south of Sterling Road, and when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Very quick break. Come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
So on Saturday, February 1st, 790 The Ticket and Radio.com present The Night Before at the BB&T Center, starring Zach Brown Band. You can join us for the biggest big game pre-party in South Florida. Man, everyone is going to be descending on South Florida. So you'll have Grammy Award winner Zach Brown Band. You can get tickets for the show right now. They're on sale at Ticketmaster.com, but they are going fast. And again, The Night Before is presented by Radio.com and AM 790, FM 104.3, HD2, The Ticket. Celebrating a little Jimmy Butler today. Solana has a brilliant montage he's put together. We'll play that at the top of the hour at 3 o'clock. By the way, this weekend, The Ticket is your NFL divisional game headquarters. So Saturday, starting at 4 p.m., we'll broadcast both the Vikings at 49ers and then the Titans at Ravens. And then after Heat Knicks on Sunday, you stay tuned for Seahawks Packers for the last game there on Championship Sunday, for the last spot on Championship Sunday. So you will hear it here on your home for the NFL and Westwood One's coverage of the Super Bowl from Hard Rock Stadium. So that is this weekend. AM 790, FM 104.3, HD2, The Ticket. I was telling Crowder and Solana before the show, because I have had people at my house since December 21st.
Oh.
Nieces, nephews, friends from out of town. Holidays, we all know this living in South Florida. You live in South Florida, you're going to have friends from out of state, family from out of state that are going to come here for Christmas. Everybody wants to be entertained. That's fine. But, man, I took my final airport run this morning, took my nephews to the airport, and I said to my wife, speaking of the NFL divisional games, like, That's all I want to do Saturday and Sunday. I want to watch two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday, and nobody bother me. I don't have to entertain anybody, take anybody anywhere. That's a long time to be having guests in town.
So. My wife last night popped up on me with a question that I really had to have some soul searching, because the Funky Buddha Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Fest
Saturday,
and the game starts during the festival.
Correct.
And she was like, are you leaving early to come? Like, what are you going to choose? And my soul said beer.
You did soul searching, and your soul said beer.
My soul said beer.
No, I did it. I did it last weekend because I really wanted to watch the New England-Tennessee game. Yeah. Really wanted to watch it. But what was that? That was Saturday night. It was Duke. And I had so many friends in town, and so I did say to my wife, it's funny. So I said to my wife like 3 days before, you know what? Should we scrub Duke? We'll have everyone at the house. I'll order in food, and we'll watch Titans Patriots. And she said, you know what? Duke, that's an experience. Like watching a game on TV or whatever. Like, so we ended up going to the game. But so it was the early game Saturday was the Texans Buffalo, right?
Yes.
And so we had money on that, and I listened to the end of the game in the car as we were driving down to the Watsco Center, and then we watched a lot of the game on our phones at the Watsco Center because the Duke game didn't last very long for
well, the same amount of time as other games.
Yeah,
but it wasn't entertaining.
Yeah,
that
it wasn't exactly what it was cracked up to be. And then Sunday was. What was the late game? Because
Seattle. Who the hell did they play?
Who was it? Was oh the Philadelphia.
Eagles.
Philadelphia.
Yes.
So, and my wife's a big Eagles fan, but we had tickets. We had a suite for Heat Trailblazers,
wow,
which was a 6 o'clock start.
Yeah.
And then if you ever have a suite for something, well, doors open at 5. You might as well get your use out of the suite because the food's going to be in there and everything. So I had 20 people there. But we were able to watch the game because the TV's on in the suite or whatever. But it's not like sitting down on your couch and watching a game because you want to watch the Heat game as well. But I'm telling you, because what's in town this weekend, Solana? I know there's a Panthers game on Sunday, but I'm going to skip it. I usually go to any weekend Panther game. I'm going to skip it because I want to watch some football games.
The Canes host Pitt
and
on
Canes,
Sunday.
Right. Canes host Pitt as well. But I am all football Saturday and Sunday.
You got to catch up.
I got to catch up. I'm done entertaining.
You know what kills me when a bunch of people come to your house and you wake up Saturday, 10, 9 o'clock, you walk out and everybody's dressed. Where y'all going? I don't know. Where are we going?
Because they're looking at you. You're the cruise director.
Huh?
And even like my nephews, they're 22 and 19. They don't need me for anything. They are fine laying out at the pool, playing basketball on the basketball court. We gave them the car. They went to the beach or whatever. But you still, if you're the host somewhere, like you want to make sure that, hey, let's go to a Panthers game. Let's do this or whatever. And so I love, you waltz out on a weekend. I may lay down on the couch and start watching TV and flip around on my phone. I may look for a game to gamble on. I don't even know if there's a game on. I just look at the betting site. Is there anything on at noon? Anything on at noon? But yeah, there's people in the house. Like they want they want something to do.
With my son, I go get a bucket of shiners, like little minnows, so he can go fishing in the bay. He'll do that for 6 hours.
Right.
When you have a family of eight, you can't get a bucket of shiners.
You could, and they'll say, "Oh, yeah, that's great, thanks." But you just can't go about your business. And I remember when I first moved down here, people would always say, "Oh, you know what? When I get out of town, or when Christmas rolls around, I'm getting out of town because too many people come to visit." And I never understood that. And then now I understand that. Now I understand that. But it was fun. Lori said to me tonight, she's like, what do you want to do for dinner? I go, nothing. Nothing.
Sit up.
Home. Nobody talk to me.
Some people don't enjoy that. I have buddies. Some of my buddies, they want to run. I'm like, bro, you don't just sit down.
Every now and then, just relax. Let me talk about All-American Roofing. Set your ass down. Let me talk about All-American Roofing here because I know in South Florida, the roofs can suffer some damage, right? Because of all the wind and the rain and the sun and whatnot. So if you think you're on that precipice of needing a new roof or roof repairs, All American Roofing is the way to go. Don't take a chance on your roof. It is not worth it, because in the long run, you will really pay the price. All American Roofing, they've been in service almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors. They're always available to provide the best in customer service. All American Roofing is so trustworthy, we use them, my wife and I, to re-roof our entire house in 2005 after Hurricane Wilma. They're always there. They've got emergency services available 7 days a week. Whether you need a brand new roof or just a repair, estimates are always free, and they use Y-Green financing if you need home improvement financing. Y-Green makes it easy and affordable to finance the home improvements you want, providing increased security, savings, and comfort for you and your family. Your home, huge investment, so Y-Green takes a more personal and inclusive approach to home improvements financing for energy efficiency upgrades and climate resiliency. So call All American Roofing today, 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF, or check them out online at allamericanroof.com. In the 3 o'clock hour in the Hockman and Crowder simulcast, Mark Richt is going to join us. I'm going to put him on the spot. I'll ask him who has a historically better football program, Florida or the University of Miami. My guess is he will defer. My guess is he will give
Oh, that's not his job now.
You think he'll give you an – because he's an SEC guy for the longest.
Yes.
But he did play at Miami. Very interesting. This guy's a fair guy to ask. So anyway –
put the pressure on him?
He's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. Hockman and Crowder simulcast is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.